The Lord's precious grace is with us, heart dwellers. Today is September 28th, 2015. Well, precious family, I spent a great part of the day answering emails, so I'm very much at the end of my energy, and for that reason, I'll not be getting a message tonight. But I did want to share some scriptures that I base our ministry on. And basically the Lord confirmed that he wanted me to share that tonight. We are all about you and Jesus. And this is what he has to say about that. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. That's John 14. Starting at verse 15 and goes all the way through to 23. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is that some people who have their own YouTube channel have come along behind my back and written very hurtful and inaccurate letters to those of you who've posted. They wait for you to post and then they send you messages behind our back, trying to tell you that what we've been teaching you is of the devil, and we're seriously deceived. Well, all I can say is please don't let them steal these scriptures or this lifestyle with Jesus at the center from you. As I've said before, how can anyone live inside your home and not have an intimate contact with you, sitting and eating dinner, sharing in the ups and downs of life, the tragedies and the joys? If you knew that Jesus was sitting at home waiting for you every day, wouldn't you rush home and devote all your time to listening to him and keeping him company? Well, after a while, that's how life truly becomes, except we don't have to rush home. We just have to get in a quiet space because he lives inside of us. And it becomes a habit, and we can't wait to be alone with him. I'm asking you, please don't be intimidated by their lack of knowledge of the scriptures. You have them before you, and his love draws you daily into prayer. And there you experience that Jesus truly lives in you and cares about you. Boy, even by your rhemas, you can tell he's reading your mail. The rhemas can be so on target sometimes that it just kind of blows you out of the water. Thanks, Lord. That was exactly what I was wondering about. And how many times has he scheduled a phone call or a message from someone just when you needed to hear it? How many times has he led you to read something you needed in that moment? Or had a neighbor drop by and give you something? Or sung a love song to you in the store when he was there with you, but that was the last thing on your mind? His love is always manifesting to you. A butterfly, the song of a bird, a beautiful leaf on the ground, a brilliant sunset, even the blood moon that we saw last night. It's beautiful. All the wonders of creation, all the earth proclaims his love and his glory. Please don't doubt that. This doctrine about God not being this close to us and relating to us as a human is really not stemming from the Bible, guys, but it comes from the Buddhist religion in the Far East. The Buddhist does not believe and cannot conceive of a truly personal God who walked on this earth. Rather, they see God as being a distant force that we can strive to be in harmony with, but has no human interest in our personalities or lives. Their God is nebulous and far away, an energy, not a being, and certainly nothing like a human being. And God said that He made us in His image. These lies also very much approximate the Old Testament ideas that only prophets had the gift of speaking with God, and even then could be utterly destroyed by His glance. The other thing to consider about this theology that is very New Age. The striking characteristic, one of the ways that you can recognize the New Age, and I should know because I was in it for 12 years, and even Masonry, is that only a few have the privileged access to inside knowledge. It's not given to everyone or to the layman. How far is that from the truth? When Jesus deliberately called a common man to be His ambassadors and spread the faith. A fisherman is just about as low on the rungs of the scale of education and knowledge and social standing that you could get in that day. He did that. Jesus did that deliberately to expose this lie that only certain elites are entitled to an intimate walk with God. That's a total lie. And totally New Age. But because the Holy Spirit has come to dwell within us, and because of the promises in John 14, Jesus makes it very plain, our authentic Christian faith is not an esoteric religion, a secret elite society, New Age, or Buddhist doctrine. Our God is the only God that came down to earth, walked among the drunkards and prostitutes, cared deeply about the state of their souls, to the point of opposing the religious hypocrites of the day, who secretly went to the brothels at night, but stoned the prostitutes in public. Jesus cared deeply about our sufferings. He healed the woman with the issue of blood. He filled the huge water jugs with wine for the guests at the wedding feast. He insisted on letting little children come to Him. This is an accurate picture of our God, of Jesus, and He is no different now, living in your heart, than He was walking the shores of Galilee, rejoicing with the children and the fishermen 2,000 years ago. So please, I want you to understand this kind of doctrine of being alienated from an intimate relationship with God is not scriptural and in fact is very New Age and Buddhist. The Lord took the time to walk with us, to show us who He truly is. He promised, I will not leave you orphans. The world won't see me, but you will. And because you love me and obey me, I will dwell in your tent. And we will be together. What analogy could be more intimate than that? And if you'll excuse me there, I wrote tent because in other places he talks about, the scriptures talk about our bodies as being our tents. I will dwell with you. I will live in you. Or I will dwell in your tent. So my precious heart dwellers, you have known and loved Him. He has returned that love to you. He is truly with you, inside you. You are His hands, His feet, His heart. Please, don't let anyone steal that from you. He died and rent the temple veil so you could have this kind of intimacy with Him and put an end to the distancing the Pharisees took advantage of and used to manipulate people. Don't go back to living in that bondage. He holds your hand. He whispers in your ear, and he carries you when you're no longer strong enough to walk. Anyone who loves me, he said, will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. That's John 14:23. When I begin my teachings and messages with the Lord is truly with us, I am making a declaration of faith. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe in what you said. I believe you are the only begotten Son of God, fully God, fully man, and that you live inside of us who obey and love you, just as you promised in your God-breathed word. And you have made us your habitation on this earth. In interesting scripture in 1 John 1, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make your joy complete. And this is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus lived. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has been taught to you, remain in him. The one who keeps God's commands lives in him, and he lives in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. So in other words, this is from 1 John also. In other words, we know one another by the Spirit. We need to resemble Jesus. Jesus demonstrated throughout his life his tenderness, his kindness, and his love. So please don't let anyone tell you that he's a harsh judge, that you're condemned. I mean, it's terribly sad what has happened. We've had several people now who've come back to us shaking and saying, God isn't like that. God isn't loving. God isn't kind. He's mean. He's judgmental. I don't know what these people are telling them, but they've scared the daylights out of some of our people who are very sensitive souls, and totally confused them and made them feel like they were under God's judgment. It's a terrible thing to steal God's love from another soul and to misrepresent who God is. A terrible thing. And I pray that they'll stop, that they'll come to their senses and stop. We pray for them every day. But thank the Lord, we've been able to work through this with those who've come to us and told us what's being said. And we've given them the scriptures to stand on. And for those of you who've been approached behind our backs and you haven't written to us, I want you to know that what I've been teaching is totally scriptural. There is no deception in it. You can find everything in the scriptures just as the Lord gave it to us. So please don't let anyone steal your joy. We love you, we pray for you, and we thank you so deeply for your prayers for us. God bless you all.